Can I just say how grateful I am that our next guest has chosen to join us today because she has such a lovely story to share. Her name is Betty Shaw, and we have reached her in River Kennard, which is a bedroom community of Windsor, Ontario. Betty, how you doing?
Yes, I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Betty, you have been driving the same car for more than 50 years. What kind of car is that?
It's a 68 Mustang.
So tell us, it's a 68 Mustang. You bought it in 1968.
You were telling me this morning.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me the story of buying it because you remember the date. You remember the time. Tell me about that.
Well, I remember having to wait about six long weeks for her to arrive because back when I bought her, you didn't try out any cars. You just went to the dealership and you told them what you kind of wanted, and you waited, and eventually it came. And when I got it was a Monday night. It was pouring rain, and I made it to the car lot just before they closed. But I mean, I was so excited because I bought a brand new car. I was 19 years old.
Incredible. And that might sound normal for some people now, but it wasn't back then, right?
Well, it wasn't. I shouldn't say normal, but it wasn't all that many girls had their license. But if you live out in the country and you want to have a job and you need to get to work, you need to have a car, you need to learn how to drive. So for us, that was very normal. This is what we did. Now, not everybody bought a new car, but I had worked for a year, and I traded in my old Volkswagen, and I bought this car, and you had payments for 3 years, and you just made your payments, and there you go.
And I guess what color is your Mustang?
It's blue with the black vinyl roof. It's called Brittany Blue, and she still looks the very same today as she did the day that I got her, which is thankful. Fortunately, my husband was very good at keeping it up. And you know, if you ask Santa Claus, if he asks you what you want for Christmas, if you need a few car parts, it's a good time.
Is that what you ask for Santa? What you ask Santa for Christmas each year?
Yes, I did. And then I remember when he was working and somebody had asked him 1 year, what are you getting Betty for Christmas? And he told her car parts. Well, I guess this lady almost had a fit. You know, you're going to buy her car parts? That's what I asked for. I needed, right now, I need some new interior.
Okay.
It's just worn down. That's all, you know.
Yeah. It doesn't look that bad. I would think so after 54 years. Of course.
You know, she's old.
Is your husband a car guy? Did he already know about cars? Okay, so is that the reason that you picked him as your suitor?
No,
Betty?
I don't think I knew that when I met him. And I know that it was only during our dating that he told me that he had never even dated a girl with a driver's license, let alone a car. But he came from the city. So, but then I started going to car things with him, but I always enjoyed that. And we went to Meadowbrook. In Detroit, there's only the Concours d'Elegance. There's only three in the world, and we used to go to that, and it was wonderful.
We're speaking with Betty Shaw, who's been driving the same 68 Ford Mustang for more than 50 years, 54 years now. Betty, is your husband allowed to drive your car? He does all this work on it.
Well, he is allowed occasionally if I need him to check something out. He actually doesn't drive it a lot because, first of all, it's a small car, and that's not really what he prefers. But, you know, he has driven it some. But around here, everybody knows. Well, actually, when we were first married, if he did have it, he'd say, all these people are waving to me. I don't even know who they are. I said, Bill, they're just waving at the car. They know the car. Everybody knows. So you know what? If I go out, I better be where I'm supposed to be because everybody knows it's my car. Where I'm at.
Betty, what sort of reaction do you get when you're out driving your car?
I get a lot of smiles. I get a lot of thumbs up. I get, you know, occasionally people will ask if she's for sale. She's definitely not for sale. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of interesting. I think the best is when it's a really young kid. As I was parked one day, and this little boy, he couldn't have been more than 4 years old. He got out of his mother's car and he goes, "Oh, a Mustang." And I said, "How do you know it's a Mustang?" And apparently his grandmother had a Mustang. But this little kid, I'm sure, is going to be a car guy. Because at that age, most kids, they know it's a car. That's it.
Do you know how many kilometers you have on this Mustang, Betty?
No, I don't have to. It's turned over once. It's turned over. It's pretty close to turning over, I think, a second time.
Okay. And is it about practicality for you, Betty? Or is it just you love the car so much you just can't get rid of it?
You know what? No, I know now. I think every year, the longer I have it, the more I like it. You know, it's a nice size. Mm-hmm. It's not a great big car. Okay, first of all, I know how to operate everything on it because it either has an on or off switch or a high mm-hmm. and low. That's it. You don't have all kinds of. Now, if you have a key. You don't. You have two seat belts, one that goes around your waist and one over your shoulder. So that's not the way that the seat belts come today. You just pull it and hook it on. If you mm-hmm. want to adjust your outside mirror, you roll your window down. And there is no mirror on the right-hand side outside because that was all extra. Believe me, I didn't have money for extra. I got like four tires, a steering wheel. And then if you wanted, that's how it came. And then if you wanted a radio, that was extra. You got just very.
What did you pay? What did you pay for it for this baseline model?
This came in at $3,600, and I had an old Volkswagen that I paid $100 for that they gave me $400 for, and I drove that Volkswagen for a year, and then I had saved enough money to get a new car and make payments.
Wow. So, Betty, do you know what your car is worth now?
That depends on what's going on. It's been appraised. Every so often it has to be appraised. It's worth definitely more than what I paid for it.
But it's not a little bit.
It's not big dollars, because there's still a lot of Mustangs out there. There's just not that many that are still the original owners.
Right.
I think that's exactly what makes her special.
What makes her special is the driver, Betty, and that is you. What a delight you've been. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing a little bit of your 68 Ford Mustang with us. I hope you, if you're going out for a drive today, I hope you have sunny skies, clear road, all that stuff.
I was out earlier this morning. Thank you.
Wonderful. Have a wonderful day, Betty. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That was Betty Shaw. We were speaking with her from River Kennard, Ontario. That's a bedroom community of Windsor. She's been driving the same 68 Ford Mustang that she bought when she was 19 years old for 54 years.